Welcome to another edition of From the Front Lines, where we discuss both the day-to-day and one-of-a-kind issues facing real estate managers.
In this episode, Carrie Davis from Fortress discusses sustaining growth in your management business through the effective deployment of PropTech. Welcome to the podcast, Carrie.
Thank you so much for having me today, Todd. I have to say, I am a huge fan of what you are doing at IREM and the From the Front Lines podcast. I love the efficiency, transparency, and succinctness with which you host the program, and I'm very honored to be here today.
Great. Well, thank you for that. First, can you tell us a little about yourself and your company?
Yes. So it's really helpful to take a step back to 11 years ago, next month, actually, when I first joined the world of real estate. And I came into it via a multi-verticaled property management company based in Nashville. And at the time, they were managing just a small 600 units and based in Louisville, Kentucky. And fast forward about 2 years later, and we find ourselves managing a 5,000 unit property management company. Now, over the course of those 2 years with this company, Elmington, I had done a lot of things. I had helped with accounting and risk management and HR functions, and even had a little bit of experience on the operations side, really helping with personnel issues and hiring. But I didn't really know everything that I could know about property management operations. And even though I was lacking that, I had a lot of ignorance in that area, my business partners asked me to jump in and really focus on growing and scaling the property management company and helping it become a larger, more successful company. And I was fortunate enough to then spend the next 5 years helping grow that property management company from 5,000 units to about 27,000 units. Today it sits at about 33. And I learned a lot during that time about growing and scaling a company, specifically how important technology was, which is what led me to starting the company that I currently run and that is so important to me and that I love getting up every morning to work on, which is Fortress. And Fortress is a core property management software that my team and I started building about 5 years ago to create a holistic end-to-end operations solution for property management companies.
Say a company is primed for growth. Their management processes and teams are effective, operations are solid, and new business is already coming their way. Where do the bottlenecks typically occur that prevent a company from executing on that growth opportunity?
Interestingly, I would say that my experience at Elmington and growing that property management company and my experience at Fortress and growing a tech company have led me to the very similar answer here for how a company really can execute on the growth that comes their way by eliminating bottlenecks. And for me, even whether we're talking about a tech company or a property management company, the answer is the same, that the two bottlenecks that we really run into are, very simply put, with people and technology increasing productivity. So whether you're a property management company or a tech company, you have to get more done if you're going to grow, and you have to continue to get more done really successfully. So going from 2,000 units to 20,000 units literally means 10xing your output at least. And that's not easy to accomplish, and let alone try to do it successfully. So that bottleneck of increasing productivity, for me, really just ties back to those two components, people and technology.
And what can the right PropTech solutions do to relieve those bottlenecks?
Technology is a really incredible component of our world today, especially as it continues to surprise us and almost astonish us in its abilities. Overall, technology is scalable, it's efficient, and it can be extremely cost-effective. But it doesn't run itself. It's easy to overspend on things like implementation or solutions that you can't use across your entire portfolio. And it can run into a lot of issues when you have just too much technology and adoption becomes an issue. On the other hand, people are not very scalable. They can be extremely inefficient, and they can be very expensive to employ, house, and provide benefits to. But people are really necessary to run the technology, manage other people, create and implement visions and goals. So the real win for me, and to answer your question, how do the right prop tech solutions relieve bottlenecks? The real win is when you can bring these two resources together, people and technology, to create success. So prop tech can easily 10x productivity, but only when it's done with the right people, the right goals, and the right other prop tech solutions. And when that happens and you really feel cohesion with your goals, your people, and your technology, it's an incredible feeling for the company. And you can then go focus on the other things, growing, evolving, becoming an amazing company, not just a great company. And those, for me, it's impossible to even discuss how the right prop tech solutions can relieve bottlenecks without addressing the fact that it is incredibly important to ensure that you have the right people there to help you implement, run, and really capitalize on the right prop tech solutions.
How can you make sure you're choosing the right solutions for your company and portfolio?
Choosing the right solution, type and quantity, is extremely important. And again, it goes back to people, because we, as the people, are the ones who are choosing those solutions. And we at Fortress actually do this internally, right? So just like a property management company has to choose the software that they use, we at Fortress choose the software that we use to effectuate our company goals and to create success as a tech company. And so we really try to use a very methodical process in understanding the technology that we use at Fortress and at Elmington. First, identify the gaps you're trying to fill very specifically. So what specific output, goal, productivity measure are you trying to change or fix or improve? And what is your budget? Do you need to hire someone to manage this new tech? If so, how much can you then actually spend on the tech? Will the team use it? One of the biggest challenges with technology, I mean, I hear founders, co-founders talk about this all the time. We build this amazing software and we even find clients to buy it. But then the real struggle is getting the users to actually use it. So will the team use it? Will they adopt it? And a huge part of that actually comes down to whether or not the technology plays well, fits well in your entire tech stack. So those three components, does it fill the gap? Can you afford it? And will the team adopt it? If you can say yes to all of those things, then take the next step and estimate the ROI. If the return on investment for buying, implementing, leveraging this technology is valuable, then I say go for it. And then secondarily, I say remember, things change. At Fortress specifically, we change the technology solutions that we use fairly frequently because we're growing so fast. We're changing as a company. So we started with HappyFox, then we went to Zendesk, Trello, then Jira, Microsoft, then Google, SharePoint, then Confluence. The list goes on and on, honestly. Just remember that evaluating the right solutions for your company and your portfolio isn't a one-time decision. It's something that you should constantly be evaluating and have a very structured process for evaluating them.
What's your advice on prioritizing technology implementations? Should you automate a specific area of operations like leasing or work orders first because it represents the greatest opportunity for efficiency, or is there a more holistic solution?
This is such a great question, and I might represent a smaller group of founders and owners and leaders in the fact that I am a firm believer that you should focus first on your core and then on the hubs. So what is the core to your tech stack? At Fortress, a massive part of our core is AWS. And we ask ourselves a lot at Fortress, are we happy with this core? And we are. So we continue to evolve around this core. And when we look at the other tech solutions that we may or may not use, a large part of the question about using them is, does it work with our core? Now, if you're not happy with your core, then are you in a position to change it? And a lot of this whole conversation goes around you figuring out what your core is. And that's not necessarily an easy thing to do. I'm not here to argue that it's so easy to say what the core tech solutions are for your specific business or your processes, but you have to determine what those cores are. Are you happy with them? And are you even in a position to change them if you're not? And then from there, you can focus on the hubs. So list them all, then score them, create some sort of objective scoring process for them, and then focus on them one at a time. Just like Fortress, we focused first on our CRM, then our workflow management, then our knowledge base. Unfortunately, if working in a tech company has taught me anything, it's that even though it feels like everything's important, really, there can only be one most important thing at any given time. And if you can identify your core, then create the hubs around it, objectively score them, and then start with the top one, you can start to see incremental benefits really, really quickly. But I'm definitely not the person who's here to say whether that should be leasing or work orders or any specific component of your workflow. I just think it's super important to stack rank and get to work on the most important thing at this time.
Can you give our listeners some tips for successful PropTech implementations?
I have been a participant in very successful and very unsuccessful PropTech implementations, both from providing the software and from consuming it. I definitely will not argue that I have all the answers, but I think a couple of really good ways to start to ensure that any implementation that you choose to do will be successful is to create a holistic outline of the process. I'm a firm believer in the before, during, and after implementation strategy of defining how you're going to implement before, and even what success looks like after before. And then during implementation, ensuring that you have a champion who is constantly working to progress the success of the implementation and is hosting daily updates on the implementation, is in constant communication with this new partner that you brought into your ecosystem, is working to ensure adoption across the board, is communicating with leadership to show them the value proposition. And in fact, one very specific thing that I have found to be instrumental in creating successful PropTech adoptions is making sure that leadership benefits in some way. If your leaders are really bought in to these solutions, if they see it, they care about it, they feel the value in it, it is overall going to be much more effective. And then after implementation, constantly gauging success, constantly checking in with your team members, with your partner that you've brought in, identifying what's going well, what's not going well, what could be improved, what maybe can't be improved, and maybe you even need to start looking at other solutions longer term. It is really about focusing on that now, next, and later to make sure that that implementation that you've chosen to undergo is as successful as you possibly can make it.
Thanks so much for joining us, Carrie.
Thank you so much for having me today, Todd. I appreciate it.
Visit irem.org for more knowledge to take on real estate management's most dynamic challenges. That's www.irem.org.